Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is Francie Overstreet, a longtime member of Emmanuel Faith Church, and I have the joy today of reading the Daily Phil devotional. An invitation to presence. Make time for the quiet moments as God whispers and the world is loud. The Holy Spirit was issuing an invitation to me, and I didn't recognize it. Invitations are usually lovely, and this one certainly was not. At that time of my life, I was doing all the things a believer is to do. I was reading Scripture, serving the Lord, in prayer, my theology was right, and there was fruit even then in the labor. However, the stresses in my life caused me to feel like a parched desert internally. My soul felt dead and hopeless. And that, my brothers and sisters, was the invitation. He had allowed the despair so that I would engage in being with the Lord, not depend on the doing. I needed His presence, but I was too busy doing to spend time with Him. I didn't know my soul needed to be restored, hence the painful but loving invitation. My heart has heard you say, "Come and talk with me." And my heart responds, "Lord, I am coming." Psalm 27:8. "Be still and know that I am God." Psalm 46:10. So that is what I began to do at the Holy Spirit's prompting, was spend quiet, lengthy times with Him. Sometimes it was over Scripture. Sometimes it was sitting with Him in creation. Sometimes just being quiet. Sometimes weeping. Often laughing. And always just enjoying His presence. And the truth of John 14:16 through 23 began to restore my soul. And He showed Himself to me more deeply than ever before. This was the beginning of a continuing journey that is very slow, as God's transformative work is in my life. However, it has changed my daily walk, as I want to live out what Galatians 5:25 says. I begin each morning asking God to make me aware of His presence, to hear His promptings, to act on His nudges, to pray continually, to walk in obedience, to be grateful, to love, etc. And then I rest in the Holy Spirit's leading. At the end of the day, I might ask, "Where did I see you today? What am I most thankful for? What invitations were there? Where was I most aware of your presence?" Perhaps it was thanking God for the beautiful sunset, shared laughter with someone, a word of encouragement or consolation given, a door opening for further conversation, a prayer rendered for someone you know or someone you don't know, or another nudge you responded to. Those are lovely times of a growing awareness of His work during this nightly reflection period. These questions can also be asked any time during the day, perhaps around the dinner table, so our children can also experience this ongoing work of the Spirit and begin their own awareness journeys. So the question is for each of us at the end of this devotional is, what invitation is the Holy Spirit issuing to you? Thank you very much for listening.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.